This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of the Odisha government in Bhubaneswar today. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. Besides, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister released the first installment of 3,180 crore rupees to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, PMAY Grameen, across the country. He took part in the Griha Pravesh celebrations for 26 lakh beneficiaries of PMAY Grameen and Urban and handed over house keys to them. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the state has reposed great faith in his party and they will leave no stone unturned in fulfilling people's aspirations. On completion of 100 days of the third term of the NDA government at the centre, Mr. Modi said big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during this period. The Aam Aadmi Party today announced that senior party leader Atishi will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of the AAP Legislative Party during the party MLA's meeting in New Delhi. Making the announcement after the meeting, City Minister Gopal Rai said, the AAP wants the assembly election in Delhi to be held in October-November this year. Mr. Rai accused the BJP of conspiring to finish the AAP. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has resigned from the Chief Minister's post. Mr. Kejriwal met Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena this evening and submitted his resignation. The Supreme Court on Friday had granted bail to the Delhi Chief Minister in a corruption case related to the excise policy scam. After coming out of the jail, Mr. Kejriwal on Sunday had announced that he will resign from his post. On the other hand, the BJP took a dig at AAP, saying just changing the face will not change the party's character. Health Minister J.P. Nadda today stressed the importance of food safety on the global stage. He emphasized that food safety must be given priority to ensure the health and well-being of global populations. He said this while unveiling the logo and brochures for the second edition Global Food Regulator Summit GFRS 2.0 in New Delhi. The Food Safety and Standards Authority of India will organize the summit from the 19th to the 21st of this month in the national capital. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today said a total investment of Rs 32.45 lakh crore has been committed by stakeholders in renewable energy projects till 2030 during the fourth edition of Reinvest Meet held in Gandhinagar. Addressing a press conference in Gandhinagar today, the minister said all the stakeholders, including various state governments and private manufacturers, have pledged to invest a substantial amount in various sectors of renewable energy till 2030, including solar and wind energy. Labour Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said his ministry has taken many efforts in the last 100 days for employment generation. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Mr. Mandavia highlighted that 9 infrastructure projects have been approved by the centre in the last 100 days, which will generate employment for 11 crore man days. The minister stressed the centre is committed to provide social security to gig workers and brainstorming and consultations in this regard are on. He also mentioned that pensioners will receive the pension from the nearest bank from the 1st of January 2025 under centralised pension payment system. In hockey, India lifted the men's Asian Champions Trophy for the record 5th time after defeating the host China 1-0 at Hullenberg this evening. In a high-intensity clash, India's Jugraj Singh slotted home the only goal of the game in the fourth quarter. Team India, who are the defending champions, are the most successful team in the competition with 5 titles. The men in blue were playing in the 6th Asian Champions Trophy hockey final from the 8th editions held so far. China made the maiden appearance in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.